17.
It's a theory to which many economists subscribe, but in practice, it often leaves railroads in the position of determining which companies will flourish and which will fail.
18.
Do we really want railroads to be the arbiters of who wins and who loses in the marketplace? Asks Martin Berkovici, a Washington lawyer who frequently represents shippers.